The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Will you fuck up, dude?
We're back. We got buttons. We're absolutely flying. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, my guys. Today's date is fucking 13th of fucking July, June or something like that there. Cheers for joining me. You might have seen an ad for the SSC Arena there. Just a quick reminder that the tickets are on fucking sale for the 30th of September. We're doing one gig at the SSC. So grab your ticks. We'll have one big evening and have a bit of crack, you know what I mean? So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm also doing, as part of that same tour, for which there will be more dates released, for people asking from places like England, Scotland. Yes, of course, we'll be going over there. And yeah, we're doing the same show in Dublin at Vicar Street, the world famous Vicar Street. We're having a swing at that, so... If you're from Dublin, if you're from the greater Dublin area, if you're from anywhere in Ireland, for fuck's sake, the place isn't even that big. Get yourself a ticket for Vicar Street. It'll be epic as all fuckery. You know what I mean?
The
buttons are back. I'm losing my mind. So, all those good things are happening. Today's podcast is going to be a bit of a throwback. We're going to take one of the 12 pods of Christmas. This episode features Mark McCartney. So we go deep into the archives for a bit of a throwback, which I'm releasing publicly. Thanks to everyone who was on Patreon during Christmas and got the 12 pods. And don't feel shortchanged, you know what I mean? You had six months to listen to this, and some of the podcasts are just very funny, and I'd like people to publicly hear those if they couldn't get themselves onto the Patreon. But it is a stark reminder, my guys, that if you're not on the Patreon, you do get a big whack of podcasts at Christmas. So... I don't know. Get involved. patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. We do a podcast with Mark McCartney. Funny guy. Literally, like, you know, I have a lot of comedian friends on the scene, you know, and they're all great. I love hanging out with them. But, you know, if hand on heart, if you were to ask me, like, who are you a fan of? You know, I'm a legit fan of Mark McCartney. You know, I find myself in the car listening to him. You know, I could ring him up and hear his voice, but I'm like, no, I'll drive to Dublin here and I'll stick on Mark McCartney's podcast and I'll listen to him ramble on, which he's absolutely a black belt at. The guy could just talk for days. He could read the Yellow Pages, and it would be funny, as they say, even though most people don't even know what a fucking Yellow Pages is. What a nightmare the Yellow Pages must have been, you know? You're like, do you want a pizza? I go to pay for pizza fucking the whole way down. Oh, Jesus Christ, what a nightmare. And then you have to phone them, and then they're closed. No, because you can't get all the information. You can't just go, where's the pizza at? What time's it closed? Can I order it? Fuck me. But the guy's hilarious. You know, I was listening to him yesterday going down to Dublin, and, you know, he's talking about his dog passing away, and Jesus Christ, never had to pull the car over. But the guy's hilarious. Great at making videos. Very unique comedian. Fantastic voice, you know? We recorded a podcast back in December, I think, and at his place. So the podcast you're going to see is recorded at his little sort of lair that he has in deep in the woods of Fintan. I don't know if there are woods in Fintan, but you know, He's in the fucking sticks anyway. But we had a great time, and you're going to love this podcast, man. We, you know, some of the references might be a couple of months out of date, but it doesn't matter. It's classic. When it's classic, and you're going to love it. But before we get out of here, we'll mention a couple of sponsors as usual. That's what keeps the wheels turning. And the guys keep coming back. So somebody's buying these nut shavers. Somebody's downloading the Calm app to fucking improve their lives. But yeah, their first sponsor, as usual, manscaped.com. Shout out to being there since day one. They're the world's leading device when it comes to shaving your nuts. It's a great podcast sponsor because they give you free will to say whatever you want, you know? And they started off with the Lawnmower 4.0, but they got everything now, man. They've got everything. They keep sending stuff to the house. The place is coming down with boxers and Lawnmower 4.0s. You can shave your nuts, you can shave your clam, you can shave whatever you want. They got the weed whacker. It goes in your ear and up your nostrils. They got ball toner. They got fucking moisturizers. They got ball deodorant. They've got shampoos. They got shit for doing wet shaves now if you want to, you know, shave the fucking pubis down and then take her down to the wood. If you want to take her down to the wood. But what you can do is, if you listen to this podcast, go on manscaped.com, buy the care package. That's my advice. Mark McCartney, who's on this podcast, he's a man, he's not doing any fucking male grooming. I should send him a Manscaped, you know, take that beard. He's one of them boys with a beard, just mashes into the chest, mashes into the pews, mashes into the leg hair. You know what I mean? He's a real fucking man. But I want you to go on to manscaped.com. The summer's coming up. You want to have those gleaming nuts. So get the care package. Just cut through all the shit. Just buy the care package. They send you out a beautiful leather travel bag. It's got everything in it. Lawnmower 4.0. It's got the weed whacker. It's got the ball toner. It's got the fucking this, that, deodorant. It's got boxers in there. The boxers are soft, man. Softest boxers I've ever caressed my nut bag with in all my career. And if you listen to this podcast, you use the code GenBant1 and you get 20% off. The buttons are back. We welcome them back. Which is, you know, and you know, the care package, they're not giving them away. This is a premium product, but you get that care package and you get 20% off. And it all adds up, my guys. So shout out to manscaped.com. Use the code GenBant1. 20% off. Wrong button. Wrong button. And our other sponsor today is the fantastic Calm app. In today's fast-paced world, taking care of your mental health is more important than ever. If you're looking to reduce stress, increase mindfulness, and improve your overall well-being, you need Calm. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Calm recognizes that everyone faces unique challenges in their lives, that mental health needs differ from person to person, and the time for meditation may vary. And since self-practices are so deeply personal, Calm strives to provide a content that caters to everyone's preferences and needs. Their meditations range from focuses on anxiety to stress, self-care to inner peace. They have sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions, all designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress, anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. Everything you need to prioritize your mental health and wellness is on Calm. If you go to calm.com/banter, you'll receive a special offer. 40% off your Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. We have Calm here in the household. It's just great. It's just one of them things. You don't have to go hoking around the internet if you want to meditate, if you want some sort of soundscape, if you want a story to listen to before you fall asleep. They've got it all in one place. It's just a good thing to have. If you're traveling, you're on a plane, you want to do a little breathing exercise quietly to yourself to reduce the stress. It is fantastic. And the stories are great. I said this before, I haven't got to the end of one of these sleep stories yet. You put them on, Cillian Murphy comes on. How's it going? We've been traveling. Asleep. It is phenomenal. I've used breathing exercises on a plane, you know, stressful scenario, put on the thing. It's just like, boom. Inhale. Boom. Hold it. Boom. Release. And it works, my guys. But you get 40% off if you go to calm.com/banter. Which is phenomenal. So there you go, guys. Get on to calm.com. Use the code banter. Get 40% off. Fantastic. Cheers for sponsoring the podcast, Manscaped and Calm. We'll jump right into this podcast. This is me and Mark McCarney in some sort of rural fuck dungeon in the middle of Fintna, just having a right old laugh to ourselves. I hope you enjoy it, my guys, and I hope you're fucking well. You know what I mean? I hope yous are good. Enjoy the podcast. I'm not used to the buttons. Okay. All right. Enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast. We have hijacked the office and studio of Sir Mark McCarney. Wrong button. But anyway.
Appropriate though.
First question, where are we?
Welcome to Fintna, Colin.
Welcome to Fintna.
You made it. Everyone's coming to Fintna.
Are they?
Well, Mickey and Connor's recording here.
Oh, they got a place here now?
Yeah. You'll have to get a premises here now.
I might do, although it's one of those places that has a name where it's nowhere, but it has a name, you know.
Fintna,
you know.
It is one of those where everyone's heard of it, but nobody right knows.
Like, you met us in, was that Fintna town?
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck, he must be close by. And then we drove for another, you know, 10 miles into the bush. And
it's about 4 mile, but to be fair, it was icy.
It was.
So we had to take it slow.
On the way, before we met you, I had the car slightly sideways a wee bit on a few spots.
We're coming
through
off the Ballygolly line there?
Yeah, off the Ballygolly line, yes.
I've told you this before, as my father said, once you hit the Ballygolly line, there's nothing. The sun is our gritter. We don't get salt or
just
nothing.
Just one fellow with the grinder the whole way up the street.
The pepper mill?
The Himalayan rock salt the whole way up the road.
We have to do it ourselves down here.
Well, a few years ago, I've realised after our trip to London, I think I'm about 90% culture now anyway. I think as soon as you dip back into a town and you're like, fuck these cunts.
Hi, your patience was when?
Oh, I couldn't fucking deal with anything.
I enjoyed it. I like getting away. I like getting home, but
I think it's just because we had to like work. You know what I mean? If we could go somewhere and just enjoy it instead of like always looking at the clock, like fuck, we gotta get over here, get this gig done.
Yeah, it is. Out.
But the job should be we just go somewhere with a camera and film it. That should be the new job.
Yeah, I concur.
Speaking of jobs, have you had your cock in this doll yet? If you're listening to this audio, there's a sex doll in the back. What's her name?
Una.
And fully functioning mouth
fully
there.
Fully functioning, yeah.
Much was it?
It's priceless. The joy that doll's brought
to you. As much as you want to pay to get a go on it.
I think I got her an offer.
It's up and down.
To be honest, I did get her off a very seedy website. Worth all.
Amazon? Cheers.
Auto Theater. They're getting it tight this weather. And it landed here. I think it was about £170.
Are you joking me?
Yeah.
Is that because you got the sport mode?
The vibrator came
in. The vibrator in the back.
The 4x4. She's got good traction.
I bet you. I wonder, was there some boy with just like fucking balls deep in her head? Just going like, wouldn't it? Do you know what would be the cherry on this cake? If it vibrated at the back.
Yeah. But if they keep continuing the way they're going, yeah. I can see women going extinct.
I don't know. Yeah, sort of.
Do you ever see these new Chinese robot ones?
Well, I've seen the one that was in like a sperm donation lab, and there was like a queue of fellas lining up like they were ATMs, and they were just like, and they put their dick in it, and it fucking, like that. But it looked like an ATM, like a standalone ATM, and this guy was just like, dick in, squirt on the lunch break, and then away back to work.
See, I wouldn't thrust maybe them ones. One wrong button, tear the cock clean out.
Have to get her well looped. I'd hate to work in that place too, if that was your job.
Like working in Aberdeer just?
Just fucking, well, it's just a boy standing behind you with a map waiting for you to finish. You done? Up and round it. Get her cleaned.
Like an MOT centre just?
But it would be like any sort of job, you'd be jaded after about a week. I've talked about it before, but me and Mickey went in that sex shop and we were all giddy, like two wee girls, like, we need a bad dildo. And the guy was like, what are you looking? I was like, we're looking like a big floppy dick. And he was like, well, they don't make floppy dicks because most people do want to ride them. So most of them are quite stiff. Maybe it's like a novelty type thing you're after.
Would you ever purchase like a fleshlight?
I wouldn't be,
like if it popped into my head, it wouldn't be like, let me go on Amazon and buy it now. But if we're in there having a bit of crack and yeah. I was like filling the basket, you know what I mean? I'd be like, I'll take one of them. I'll take that. Was that the hook up your hole? You know, I'll take, I'd have a whole load of stuff.
There's a yoke there. You can take
that's
you.
Right. You got the fucking.
I'm manufacturing sex toys now, wholesale.
The butt plug, and it does need a bit of file at the top there. Who's this other one? Is that a dildo?
As well.
For the audio folks, I'm holding a 3D printed butt plug.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's tight going. That's a brave lump in your hole.
I feel like I've done shites. As wide as that.
But that's on the out. That's going in.
I know, but it is tapered at the top. Like, I don't understand the point. Is this the, like, you put that up your shitter and it sort of dilates your hole and then the next thing coming in is a human cock?
See, I don't know what way sex works anymore. It's too, it used to be all you had to do after sex with a woman is give her a wee cuddle. Now they're asking you to piss on their mouth and choke them in the attic and stuff. For fuck's sake.
I know, I think there's a lot of that chat. You know, you see it on TikTok and all where guards are like, why can't I just meet a nice guy who reads comics and wants to choke me while he fucks me? Because like, they don't exist at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just want to cuddle and then fucking put his belt around my throat and hang me.
But that's what it was.
Like the
that's too many murder build. Documentaries. All these guys are like, why can't it be a nice boy? He's gonna take me for dinner and chop me to bits in a bath.
Yeah, it's funny. I seen something else in it. Like women's idea of a chill night in. Now is listening to fucking murder documentaries. Yeah. Serial killers.
Well, that's it. All you hear is, you know, like every murderer has a fucking fan page. Like,
What was that one? The boy, the Night Stalker. And they're fucking mailing in knickers and all them.
Aye.
Maybe that's what I should do. Should slot the YouTube boys here now.
There's no, sell my knickers. There's an old video going about there in West Belfast or something. Someone's landlord was like this person thought they had a ghost in their house, so they put up a camera, and the landlord was coming in just walking around with the knickers on the face like Bane. I was born in the darkness and fucking wanking on the.
I was born in the dampness.
I was born in the moisture, and he was just fucking wanking on a rug and then wiping it in with his foot and leaving.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Where was this?
Somewhere in Belfast. I don't know.
Up your direction.
It was doing the rounds. This video in the
so
WhatsApp.
He was breaking groups. Into the house, coming
he was,
on
he
the
was,
carpet.
He was the landlord of the place, like, and he came in and fucking just spaff on the rug and wipe it in. Weinstein a plant, and then.
He's just
marking
his territory.
We're talking about last night. Dave Elliott goes like, "Who's into that?" And I was like, "Well, it depends. Like, it depends what knickers you're sniffing. You know, was she shooting a fucking web show, fingering herself? Are you sniffing them knickers, or was she like ice skating all day? Or you know what I mean? Did she do like a fucking 9-hour shift in a hospital?
The dole queue, which is probably stankier.
Well, that was the other argument. Like, if you're into that."
That's what you'd prefer.
The worse, the better. And then I did see, this is another, TikTok's class. It's amazing the videos I've had taken down and then the things that I see.
Oh,
I'm like, where are the standards here?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, I've had ones taken down because I swore or something. And then, like, one of them was like an ISIS joke and I got taken down. And then I see another video where this girl was like, you know, I'm doing custom orders for my OnlyFans. And she just had an open can of tuna and about 10 pairs of knickers, and she was just dipping them in, setting them to the side, and just going like that. And then she bags them up and sends them out. And some perverts fucking in a shed in Fenton going, oh, fucking right.
Fucking hell. That is a queer scheme, right enough. Hey, fuck comedy, that's what I'm getting into.
Just dipping knickers in tuna. Tuna's deer, man. That's my other, that was what I was thinking.
No, I'll just use old engine oil or something. You didn't see OnlyFans are trying to make the leap now to get like actual creators, and they're targeting comedians.
I would take the jump, like
from like Patreon to.
You see what I think is, see, people seem to be doing good on OnlyFans because it's not like you specifically need a presence as an individual. You just fall into a category, and then people will like pay because they like things in that category. So you don't have to be like a famous porn star making millions. You could just be like, you know, I'm the anal girl. You know, I'm big into anal.
Yeah.
And then some fucking dude is like, I like anal. He looks it up and he goes, she's hot. And then you just amass a crowd.
It's a great time to be alive.
The thing, I know, like, I wonder would it work for comedy? Someone's like, I like dirty jokes. And then a bunch of boys pop up and they're like,
hairy whores and dirty jokes.
That's all you're going to get on OnlyFans.
Corner of the market, hey?
Like, there could be like a standard hot girl. I mean, there's so many niches. You could be like a standard hot girl and not do much business. And then you could be like, something a bit weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I seen it all.
Like a fat girl with one arm. And there's some dude into it. Like, I'll get that other tit for you.
I'd watch that, to be fair. Just for the curiosity of the whole thing.
Oh, why? And it's nothing sexual about it. You're just there for the show.
Fucking National Geographic.
The freak show.
Totally. But no, I definitely... even we're fucking quite lucky to have it. Like, we couldn't do what we were doing 10 years ago.
Not a way.
Putting pure filth up. Getting paid.
Well, that's it. Like, I remember trying to convince Mickey Bartlett to get into podcast, and I was like, listen, if you told a comedian from the 90s that there is work that you could do in the daytime that would push you further, you'd be all over it.
Yeah.
And now you jump forward and I'm even doing it where you're like, fuck, I have too many podcasts to do. It's a nightmare.
We need to get one together where the pilots get together and just get drunk.
Yeah. That's what... I mean, I think my biggest podcast on YouTube is me, Mickey and Aaron in dailies, just sitting there with an old shitty setup.
Perfect.
Talking shite. Perfect. And I didn't even think it was particularly funny. I did it last minute before a gig. And I was trying to get out of town before the bands walked down the street.
And was it, what, 12?
Thereabouts, eh? But didn't want the background noise. But yeah, people enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Like, I don't really listen to podcasts.
I mean, a lot of people are. You know, they're like, I just like to put something on in the background so I don't feel lonely when I live here in Australia. So that's what they want. They want to be like, oh, I feel like I'm sitting in a bar at home.
Yeah.
With these boys talking about wanking. Flat out.
Yeah. Well, they do say comedy is an art form. So we're artists. We're pure artists talking about jizzing.
Is it an art?
I don't think so.
Nah, it's a craft, isn't it?
I would not. The stuff that I come out with, you couldn't class it as art. Like,
Some of the lines, poetry? I'm like, you know, if someone carved that into a bit of stone, it'd be beautiful.
I think, no, your job is to make them forget about life for an hour. That's not what art does.
Art makes you remind you that you'll be dead soon.
I tell my listeners that every week too, right enough, but there's no point.
Welcome to Morning McCarty. You'll all be dead soon.
It's all coming to an end.
Before you start complaining that this podcast is a day late, you'll all be dead soon.
But I wouldn't call it an art, like, Jesus Christ. I think you're kind of pretentious if you call it an art.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because being a comedian, like, being good at comedy, you're in such a fucking tiny percentage of people in the world. Like, if you're a talented comedian, there's fuck all really good comedians.
Yeah.
You could find loads of, like, really good musicians.
Oh.
You know, there's fucking people playing in bars that are unbelievable players and stuff like that.
As we were saying, stand-up's the last rung of the ladder.
That was my next point.
Yeah.
It's like, to be able to do it well is so rare. But it's looked at as like you're just a wee monkey dancing in the corner.
Yeah.
You know, make me laugh. When I'm not happy with it, I can just fucking shout whatever I want at you and ruin your career. That's a bit that pisses me off sometimes. You know, if I come off with a bad gig and I'm like, when do I get entertained? Someone entertain me.
Do you, that's one thing I've often thought. Nobody's saying, oh, it's so hard being a stand-up now because you can get in trouble. Do you think that?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Because you have to remember, in the 50s...
You'd go to jail.
You'd go to jail for saying fuck on stage.
Yeah.
Now it's just social media.
But I think, yeah, it's social media. And then it's like the people that are getting sort of done have... They would get sacked from a normal job for the things they were doing. You know what I mean? Like if your work found out... If there was a bit of scandal around you and you're like, oh, you know, Jeff there, who works the tills, was texting 15-year-olds... He's less likely to get caught, in fairness, because he's not a famous guy, but...
And the hateful thing is, he'd get queer material out of that.
He would. Jeff, you're wasted on them pills, bro.
Do we spot him between...
But that's what you're talking about, the last rung of the ladder. Couldn't get a job anywhere, and he'd be like, I'm doing stand-up now.
Well, that was it. It was always, we were saying, but, you know, the guys that are destroyed or ruined career-wise, they always go, well, sure, I can do stand-up.
I know.
Because nobody gives a fuck. Even, I do believe Kramer could have come back about a fortnight later if he'd have slipped in.
Probably. But I don't think like necessarily everyone was like, he's a racist now, and you're like, I think now you could definitely can't drop N bombs anymore. But there was a time if you did it correctly.
Yeah.
Like Louis C.K. dropped a few N bombs as part of a joke. But someone just put it down that they were like, Kramer was not a good comedian. Like, he was literally an open micer who was famous as fuck.
Yeah. No, well, his bit was literally shouting just at a black guy. Just calling like a gay the N-word, like.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Whereas CK, like, puts it very well into his material.
Yeah. Yeah, you're dealing with two very different operators there.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who was just, like, trying stand-up because he was famous. Once again, but last rung, clinging on to it. And a guy who's, like, one of the best comedians of all time.
And probably wouldn't even have to with all the Seinfeld money.
Nah, probably not.
All them residuals.
But it goes to show you how many people are in it for, like, what do you really want? Do you want loads of money? Or do you want... I think it's maybe just that LA thing where you're, like, people think you're, like, fucked if you're not famous anymore, you know?
Yeah, whereas here... Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Because if I had Kramer money, I would be in like the Bahamas in a fucking hammock.
Oh, aye.
Just sliding into bars. Hey, Jerry.
Greased up.
You know?
Jerry.
Just fucking taking shots and shit. I wouldn't be... But that's the disease, isn't it? You know, you're like, man, I used to be super famous because I was on one of the biggest shows of all time and now I'm just doing an open mic here.
I know, there's days I'd be in here and look out through that window and think to myself, I wish I'd just got into a boat today and left.
And there's no water around here.
Well, there's a big river. It leads to somewhere. Killy bags, just get on. I'd work well in a boat, I think.
You look like you've stepped off a boat.
Aye. Looking for lobsters.
Aye. That's a rough life.
No, I think I'd suit that now.
I just can't. I always think, like, you know, they always get these weird injuries. They're like, oh, fucking Charlie got his hand trapped in a thing and it snapped his hand off. And I see any of that, like, freezing cold, slopping about. You know, and a bit of chain hits you in the arm or something. You're like, yeah,
but them's hard, man. That man would lose an arm and they go, fuck, of another half an hour to the shift.
I better get this crab in the boat so some cunt in like Manhattan can eat it for fucking $2,000.
I love the way they shoot them shows. Do you ever see like Ice Road Truckers?
Not in a while now.
There's like a hole about 10 mile away. And the way they shoot it is like a fucking action show. It's like really, really fucking fast paced and everything. And then you get up to it and it's just literally about 2 foot wide.
Yeah.
The boy's like, I don't know if I get across this.
I know, that's so American. Dun, dun, dun. Cameras all over the fucking place.
I was going to do a sketch to a guy called Pothole Truckers.
Right.
We're just going to do it here and do that, all that quick cuts and all. And then it just turns out to be nothing.
Yeah. Just a fucking dead sheep on the road or something. What's a riding lane?
It's where a lot of our people would have came from. It's a place where you can go and get a bit of privacy for some loving.
Oh, so someone will just be like, there's a nice spot up there, not a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Pull into the side.
Because there's a lot of roads around here that are roads below, but it's where it's a lane.
Yeah. The one we just came up.
Oh, that is a lane. That's our lane.
I was like, if any other cunt comes down this, we're fucked. I'm into the hedge.
That is our lane. Like, there's so many fucking... there's so many lanes though, about here, like.
Riding lanes.
But that's what they do when you're a teen. Not so much now.
Surely like, any lane's a riding lane if you're in a car.
If you're brazen enough, any lane's a riding lane, aye, but...
Have you ever done any car riding?
Like, riding a car?
In a car.
In a car, oh, aye.
Yeah?
Oh, my early days, that's mainly...
I don't know if I just never even attempted it with the girth of me. I'd struggle to have a wank in a car. Have a step out, take my trousers off, step back in. Pull the steering wheel off like a rally driver.
See, you can't do that in the city. You'd be arrested. Here, you can walk away with the cock out and nothing will happen. Frostbit.
You wouldn't be long getting frostbit.
You wouldn't be long getting frostbit. But, riding lanes. And the big thing was used to be years ago, a boy would say, I'm with the woman here, and you'd know exactly where it's going. So you'd, 10 minutes later, go up his hole, flashing like fuck.
Put up one of those Nest cameras in the tree. To watch his arse bounce up and down.
It's the wee Google Home in her. Fucking app.
Ring camera. I can see your ring. But it's good to be in the country, isn't it? I'm a big country guy now.
Yeah, you are.
I am. Yeah. I'm totally, like, yeah, I am.
I remember before saying to you about what's it like to be culture now, and you're like, I'm not a fucking culture. I was like, oh, you're getting there. I like it.
What's great is, you know, like real country people will look at like city people and be like, sure, why would you be old fucking dragging yourself onto a train for an hour and a half to get into some shitty office and sit there all day you know, force your lunch into your mouth as you're sprinting up a fucking escalator, you know. And then the city people are like, look at this fucking pig fucking simpleton over here just staring out into nothing. But, you know, like, I think the country people are like, you go ahead and think that.
I remember like whenever I like started stand up and going up to Belfast, I remember telling friends like, oh, I was up in Belfast twice this week. Twice?
What sort of air miles do you get for that?
How long did that take you?
You have a helicopter
in 3 days. It is a funny thing. Like, I remember telling William here a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I think the first time I'd done Laveries was literally my third time in Belfast.
Wow. That was one
because you'd no reason, like, nothing was bringing me up. Like,
was that one of your best gigs of all time? Because it was one of the best opening, like, first time sets in Laveries ever, I'd say. You and Geordie. Geordie had an absolute blinder, too.
Like, I remember growing up, like, watching documentaries and reading about stand up, and the boys would often talk about feeling the laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'd feel the people, like, the roar or whatever. And I used to think, fuck, that sounds like bullshit. But Laveries was the first and only time I think I've ever had that first time.
It's all been fucking... Was London
it's
not,
all downhill
was
since.
Was London not good? That was a bit of a stormer, no?
Yeah, London was a lot of fun, yeah. But I don't really notice much, hey, whenever I get on. It's just like fucking tunnel vision.
I've never seen anyone more nervous before a gig than you.
Oh, I'm the worst person to be around before a gig, like. It's just
hunched over just, like you're about to be sick.
Yeah, just sitting in the mirror, fuck. Just thinking, why the fuck do I just go home and pull yourself off and forget about it, eh? But then once I get it over and done with, it's great.
So you do get, there's a relief after?
Not now.
No?
It was for a while to start. But, so it kind of made like, you enjoyed it. Or it's kind of like, you right, I'm nervous here. But you get the relief at the end. Whereas now I'm still nervous. No relief.
You just go home, stay up all night, still nervous?
I get home then, and all you can hope for is fucking them, what do you call them things? Goosians?
Stick your dick in the back of this doll over here.
But, no, I kind of fall in love with stand-up, like. One month, I'm like, yeah, I'm all for it, and the next month, I'm like, oh,
do you know the way, do you know when people were like, over lockdown, they were making people work from home?
Yeah.
And then people were like, I actually really like working from home. And they're like, no, you got to get back. You need a sense of community and you need whatever. I think that's happened to me with like comedy. Where it was like, I'm only feeling the side effects of it now. Where I'm like, I would like to actually be in lockdown and just fully work from home.
Oh, yeah. I do regret not doing more in lockdown.
Yeah.
If they had told us right here, you're done for 3 months, you go, great. But we kind of always expected it to kind of start next week.
Was it me and you talking about that? Where they just, it was almost like you never knew when it was going to end.
Yeah.
Like if they had it, yeah, if they told you up front it's going to be 2 years, you'd be like, right, well, I'm just going to fucking do nothing for 2 years.
The only achievement I got in lockdown was growing this beard. That was it.
And then you shaved it off and had it back in about 3 days.
Oh, aye. What is that big testosterone levels? Is it ball gays have more testosterone or hairy gays?
I thought you said ball gags.
Eh?
Ball gags, I thought you said.
I've said them too, you want them?
Said them?
Yeah, ball is from testosterone.
Too much?
Too much testosterone makes you
bald.
Is right.
On the head or the balls? Which one? Imagine you went bald, the pubes. Imagine waking up every morning, what was that? Oh, honey.
Who was I talking to? I was chatting about hairy balls the other day. I was like, my balls aren't particularly hairy. And then someone's like, sure, what do you mean by hairy balls? Who has hairy balls?
Mine be quite hairy though. In the summer, it's like LA on fire.
Aye. Smoky.
Dusty and smoky. And it speaks like Schwarzenegger, don't they? Rolls over.
Nah, I'm fucking hairy everywhere apart from the top of my head and my balls.
Somebody was asking me in my podcast, maybe it's happened to you, do you sit on your balls much?
Nah, not really. Not really. My legs are massive, you know, so there's like two thighs kind of keeping the dick and balls to the front a lot of times.
Your bottom half's kind of like built like a space hopper kind of thing.
Well, yeah. There's cooler examples. But
I've done it twice now, and I thought I was just going to end my life. It's sore now.
I feel like you'd have to be nude, though.
I think whatever way I went down to sit, I was trying to cross my legs at the same time.
Yeah.
And then when I sat down, the nutcracker just kind of winked round.
What's the most damage you've ever done to your genitals?
A doll hit me a drive in the balls one time at a teenage disco. It was only last week.
And she was a policewoman.
I'll never forget that now. That did put me back a few years that there now.
Did she do it out of... like,
and I wouldn't mind. She's living literally up the road from me now.
Come on, we'll go fucking beat the fuck out of her.
In front of her children. She's kicking her in the crotch.
Yeah, you're like, are you going to have children and I can't?
And to this day, I have no idea. I've been hit by a woman twice, like hard. And I never got to the bottom of it. Me and a friend was in... what do you call that nightclub in Dublin?
Coppers.
We were down there and about, it was rammed. And I remember you were literally like, everyone was just fucking squeezed together. And I remember I was just walking and going with the crowd, and I had my head down and looked up, and this doll was just facing me, and she hit me the wildest punch in the face. Like, floored me. Like, a fella came up to me, like, it put me up against the wall, and he was like, holy fuck, is he all right? To this day, I have no idea. I have a notion somebody must have grabbed her in the hole, and she looked around, and there was Gawk sitting there. And she just hit the first person she's looking at.
Man, you got drive-by.
And I got, that was the, it and the kick in the balls now was savage. We're still looking hard after, didn't we?
Still came twice. No, I remember in primary school, like, there was a girl, like, probably like her dad or something, taught her just like, if any boys are giving you shit, just knee them in the balls. But I didn't do anything. I think she was just walking around different fellas going like, look what I learned, whack. And like when you really get unexpectedly smashed in the balls,
oh, wow.
You're like, your vision just goes white and you're just like...
It is the shock of it, like.
Oh, God.
Funny, I seen that, you ever see them machines that simulate, is it cramps or pregnancy? There should be one for balls for the women.
Yeah.
See what it feels like.
Yeah.
And then hit them with drive, anyway.
That was a good crack when we were younger, like someone's fucking ma had one of these machines for, you know, like some fat bitch, you put it on your stomach and go to sleep and think you're going to wake up with abs.
Oh, I remember them.
That's what it was. Similar thing, like, but we would just put on like one side of your arm so it only tenses one muscle and you just be like,
argh! That's right.
Put it in like your hamstring and your leg just folds in half the other way. Just,
did you put it in your cock?
It's pain. No, it would melt your cock off.
Like. Well, this stage, you'd nearly take any sort of feeling of it now. Get in that direction. That's right, I remember them.
Good woman lying in the corner there. Back of her head vibrating.
We're too serious now. It's not as fun as it used to be.
It's more like just marriage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more like a marriage. Every time I look, she's sitting looking at me. I don't know what level of desperation you need to be to tackle into one of them yokes. I'll show you the fanny later, but it's not... It's creepy. You'd rather have one of those, like, wee fat asses for the coffee table?
Aye.
You were talking about?
Aye, yeah. I mean, I would have laughed at that sort of thing until I felt it. And then I was like, God damn it, that is good, nice. But then, you know, like, I feel like a fleshlight, we're back on the sex talk, but, you know, like a fleshlight type thing, I imagine you could just fart in the dishwasher. Like, you've got that whole, you've got that whole set of legs and ass that you have to fucking... carry it into the bath and shower its arse hole in on fucking
ripping it into one of them. You ever see them big wash machines outside Super Value? Big fat hole going through.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I'd rather just not have any form of sexual relief than touch. Look at the eyes piercing you. It's haunting.
I don't know, man. If I was in a shed in the middle of Finn, like if you popped out the shop, I'd probably have my dick in it.
No, I couldn't.
Well, where it is without moving it. Just me up on the couch.
Threw over the couch.
I mean, if to be honest, if it was me, I would just take a knife and cut the head off. Just go full Dahmer with the sex doll. There's no real need for the... I would just have the fanny separate and the head separate and just be switching between the two of them.
Oh, well, that's what you want.
The blow-up body is unnecessary.
What's the pocket pussy?
That's a fleshlight type thing. What's a pocket pussy with you?
Her name's Helen. I mean, she's a midget under more.
Park.
Wild things said, but
stop being so sizes.
Wild things.
That seems to be another TikTok rage.
Riding midget?
No, they'll just, you know, you'll see some like little tiny sort of hot dwarf lady who's like very curvy dancing about, and then it cuts to like some big black guy going like, "Yo, hear me out, hear me out."
I have no objection to that whatsoever.
Not at all. I mean, you know, he'd probably explain it to you. He'd be like, "Listen, why would I want a full-size fat bitch when I can have this one that's tiny?"
We had one
with the same size ass and tits.
We had one in primary school, and me and him always fell out. Hey,
you and the dwarf?
Aye, he was a hateful wee bastard. Like, nobody liked him. I hope he grew up into a better man. But in primary school, he was a wee cunt. And I remember, like, he used to fall out with everybody. And I remember one day it was like, it was like UFC. It was told that me and him was fighting at like 3 o'clock. And I remember he was fucking like doing.
Wouldn't get away with that nowadays, would you? The fucking the bras away. So you were like, you were on the fight card to fight a dwarf lad.
Yeah, and I remember before it started, I was like, this isn't fair. So I didn't want to punch him.
On
so,
you?
Eh? So my only recourse was I just helicoptered him over my head and threw him in the ditch. And hey, they're tenacious wee hoers. Like, he kept coming back. And I just left it to me.
I feel like you're going to prison after this one.
No, I think he's all right now. After, like, well, I was only 7 at the time, so
all right, okay.
Rest away.
What age is he? 30?
He's the teacher.
I can't believe it. We've scheduled a fight for you, McCarty. Settle this once and for all.
My friend Benny will attest to me. Hey, fuck, he was a hateful wee cunt of a cowboy. Nobody liked him.
Nobody liked him? That's weird. You think he'd be jolly? Like, you
know? I could have been, but I suppose that's the stereotype.
I suppose there's only 7 types of dwarf and he was...
Grumpy.
Grumpy, yeah. Oh God, we're going to jail.
Really was.
We're going to jail.
Yeah, here we could say a lot worse.
I can't believe that's real.
Swear to God. I wonder, is he on Facebook? I'll not say his name.
What's he up to these days?
Last I heard, he was
busy this time of year, anyway.
Mazdads. He was a butcher.
Oh yeah?
Mm.
Just a wee mini fella to him?
Half loin. It's only jokes.
Oh, yeah. God. I mean, it's just funny because it sounds so mental. It's just a mental story.
Yeah, like, I do tell people stories time and they look at me like, you're lying. I'm like, I'm not. Like, I remember we had a pet. We had a school goat. We had a goat for our school. Like, and I used to walk in.
In and out of classrooms?
In classrooms. He used to look, meh, and then away again.
What in the name of... Father Ted is going on around here.
I swear to God.
We had a school goat.
Well, there's only 27 in our primary school, you see. It's a very small school. And the teachers were just doing, and they had no budget.
And you still picked the fight with the dwarf?
Oh, one? Yeah, yeah. Nobody liked him. Even the teachers hated him. Hey? Even they were chanting to get his head kicked. And so they were just doing everything they could to keep us fucking biddable.
I feel like you could get away with nothing in a school with like 27 people. Everyone's in your business, you know.
Well, the teachers, the pupils?
Pupils, you know what I mean? Like, you could sort of shuffle into the pack in a bigger school.
But I remember, like, I went from the small school, and then I remember going to the secondary school, where it had, like, 300 pupils. And I'm going, Jesus.
I think our high school had, like, 2,000 people at it or something.
Oh, fuck.
Or, like, 1,800 people or something like that.
That's a full town.
Like, we would have... Per year, you'd have about 6 or 7, like, what would you call them? Like, little group. I forget what you call them in school, but like little groups of classes.
Aye.
You know, what are you in? Fucking 4B or something?
A1 or... Aye, yeah. We had that too.
And there'd be about 6 or 7 of them, but there'd be about 35 people in each class.
Oh my God.
I think it was big enough out of school, like.
Jesus, when I go cross-eyed with there's fucking 4 people in the same room.
Really?
Oh, aye.
Fucking hell, that's wild.
I like me. I like solidarity. Solidarity, what's the word I'm looking for?
No. Isolation.
Solid. Fucking spastic. See, 27 primary
school. You need to go back to school.
I know.
Being on your own.
Solitude.
No. Aye. What is it?
Solitude, isn't it?
When you're just on your
when
own.
You're on your own.
Solitude.
Is that what I said? In my head. Fuck me. Hey, we get up Skillshare, hey, and relearn all these words again. But yeah, I'm happy enough.
Well, I would have guessed that being, you know, in a little shed by yourself in the middle of nowhere here.
Yeah. It's probably a bad thing right enough.
I think it's a good skill to have, you know, to be good at it, you know, to be happy enough footing about by yourself. I like a mixture. There's a bit in, there's a film called 5 Year Engagement. Have you seen that?
Oh, it's Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt and Jason Segel. And it's like unexpectedly maybe the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Isn't he like a sandwich?
He's a top chef and then he moves town with her because she gets a really good job at university. And then he ends up doing, he works in like a bakery and a sandwich shop and all that shit.
That's right.
But he's like a Michelin star chef and he loses the run of himself and he's out hunting and knitting jumpers and all. It's great. It's a great film.
Yeah, that'd be me.
But there's a bit where he's like, I just want to be, like she finds out, he finds out she's like kissed one of her teachers or professors or something. And he's like, I just want to be alone right now. And she goes to get up and he goes, but not by myself.
Just stay there, look at me.
Yeah. Just don't talk to me, but just be there. That's what I like. That's why I like my setup at home. I'm like, I'm going to go out to the garage here by myself.
Yeah.
No, don't come near me, but just stay in the house. Just stay close, but don't talk to me.
I see, people used to always, because I'm the only child, you see. So everyone used to say, oh my God, that must have been a wild, lonely existence. And I was like, no, it was great.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. Loved every second.
Yeah, I don't see an issue. Because you can have the other. I mean, it's like, you know, it might be cool like later on in life or something, you know, and if everyone has fucking kids and everyone's running about and all. But then some people, like,
I wouldn't be good if I have a wife and she's in giving birth and I'm out here in the shed.
Aye, but there's people like me and my sister. We get on fine, but we're not like super close. We're very different people.
Uh-huh.
You know. And then there's people who have loads of brothers and sisters, don't fucking talk to anyone. Or they're fighting with each other and they hate each other, you know.
I usually hear down here is always fighting and fucking.
It's rare that you get a family full of people and they all get along. Like Maureen's family all get along. And that's the first time I'd seen that my entire life. From any friend groups or anything that I'd seen throughout the years.
Mm.
Everyone hates somebody, everyone fucking.
Families years ago, hey, fucking 8 or 9.
The oldest ones left and went to America, and the youngest one hasn't even met them.
No, yeah. That's my old boy was the scrapings of the barrel. He fell out of granny at 43.
Why?
And he's Down syndrome, like, but hey, something wrong with him, like, but his oldest died years ago, and like he was kind of like, he's my brother, but I didn't really know him that well because he was like,
what was the gap then?
Oh, fucking 23 years. It must have been, would have been 20 years, roughly.
Fucking hell, do they all still live about, like, or are they away somewhere?
No, they're all kind of around like Dromore, Fintna.
You could just be standing behind your brother in a fucking Centro Deli,
yeah,
not know who the fuck he is at all.
No way. That's the way it is. But he even...
Sorry to bother you. I think I might be related to you. The ugly cunt.
The funniest thing, I was just talking, we were talking with you a while ago. It's not nice, right? But the greatest relief a man must feel at a certain age is abandoning his family.
Abandoning them?
Yeah.
Well, there is a quote somewhere where it's like, you're not a real man till your parents die. Or something. I heard something along them lines.
A boy told me about, he never knew his grandfather, right?
Yeah.
Because at a certain stage, his grandfather left his family, right?
Yeah.
And for years they were looking for him. Like their police was looking for him and all the rest. And he lived to a right old age, and on his deathbed he asked for them to come see them. And it turned out he only moved about 11 miles down the road.
Oh my God.
And I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Because I was like, he had to cross paths with him. And I just had this image of him in a spar shop going, oh.
Just about to get out of the car.
And then walking fast.
Pull the hat down now.
And I just thought that was so funny that he was like, I can't with these fucking people. And he moved just about 11 miles down the road.
If you're actively avoiding them, that would be a tense life. You know what I mean? It'd be like fucking.
But that's what I was like, it's
proper
like,
on the run.
It must have been so bad living that the relief of him, like he didn't even go to a different county. He just most people go to a different country. He went down the road, and they were all out looking for him, and him just.
But I genuinely think, like, see, back in the day, people probably still had the same like mental health issues / illnesses as they do now. But it's way more accepted and stuff to be like, man, I just fucking can't handle any of this. I have wild bad depression or something, or whatever form. But there's probably like a guy years ago would probably just hit the wall and be like, I am gonna kill everyone or myself. So I'm just gonna, I'm just gonna go away.
Sure, even
and
like,
everyone will be fine.
Like, it is only in recent years. Like, I remember at at school, there was always like a class, you go, that boy's a wee bit touched. Now it's autism.
Yeah.
Do you know, he's like, they never really bothered to find out what the club needed or whatever. They just fucking shoot him into this other classroom.
Neither telling people their kids have like autism or ADHD or something, and they're like 6 months old.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, well, fuck, is it not? Surely it's just a bit. Like, I've seen videos on the internet. It's like, how to tell if your child is on the spectrum, and the kid's like bouncing up and down and like waving its hands and shit. And you're like, that's a fucking.
That's a baby.
That's a toddler, man. That's what they fucking all do.
Yeah, but I, which is the one with the child where they're like super geniuses, where they can fucking put all the colours in the wand and all? Is that ADHD?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Rain Man?
Well, I have a touch of something, but I don't know what it is. I don't really want to know what it is.
What way does that show up in your life? Random erection?
Every way. What way does it show up in my life?
What are your main mental health issues?
See the noise in the cafe earlier? That was starting to do my head in.
Yeah.
Like I was literally about to go.
I'm similar. I think that's ADHD. Your brain can't like multitask.
Yeah. Like you were trying to speak and I was like, and I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that fucking thing's doing my head in. And then I was just like, right, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of that too. Or like I'll be talking to Maureen. She's like unloading the dishwasher and I'm like, you can't do both of these things at once. Like stop clattering about and just talk to me and then go back to that.
So
I can't, there's like too much shit going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's AD. We've got that. Nell's got AIDS. We should all just stay in this shit for the rest of our lives, boys. Bunker down.
Do you have any mental health issues now?
I don't think so.
Any anxieties?
No.
No, just fucking. Do you have a heartbeat? Just reptile Nile. That's a sticker.
Fucking Adam's Family Driver.
I mean, to be honest, see talking to like any comedian, there'd be something. There'd be something going on.
I never bought into this thing. Maybe, you have to be damaged to do stand up, but there is something in somebody to make you want to do it.
Oh, I mean, like, definitely, there's definitely, like, even for me, like, not even approval, but, like, even when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of feedback about anything. I was allowed to just kind of run about and do whatever I wanted.
Same.
And I would do really well in things and really fuck things up, and there would be the same reaction, which was kind of, like, indifference.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know what the fuck to be out here. So maybe, like, the comedy thing is, like,
instant.
If I do this well and it gets a good reception, then I go, oh, that was good. So maybe you kind of fall into it that way.
Yeah. But there is boys that kind of like there's Mickey that lives and dies by the stage. Like he needs that like boost.
Instant gratification.
Like
yeah.
At least once a week to keep him going to the next one.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't have that. And then you're kind of like, maybe I shouldn't be doing nothing if I don't have that bite as much as he has.
Yeah, but there's definitely things like, there's nothing I used to love more than like shooting a wee video and staying and just completing it.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have to get up in the morning. I didn't have any responsibilities. So I could, I remember sitting like at a table in my dad's house with like two coats on. You know, in the middle of the night, your house just gets freezing.
Yeah.
And I was fucking making cups of tea and just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. And it was, but it was absolutely focused in, quiet flow state. Yeah. And that's, I think that's why I get like fucking frustrated a lot nowadays, because I'm like, I can't find that at all. I can't even find time to like get into a thing. Everything's disrupted.
Right, doing too much, eh?
Which is probably like, I've probably had that forever, but then as soon as you grow up and have more responsibilities and a child and a fucking wife and bills and all this shit, everything is scattered all over the place and you can't just block it all out.
Do you want to abandon them and come up and live here?
This is, looks all right.
We'll clean out that wee corner for you.
Isn't it funny though? Because like I literally have a similar, like a detached garage.
No, no, you have a way better set up for this fucking thing.
I mean, that's what I mean. It's fucking class. But then I walk in here and I'm like, this is what I need. This is what I need.
Some a rambly shack.
Some planks on the wall and a super, sir.
A good gust of wind. This yoke's gone. Like.
I'm getting a fucking super, sir. Sir. Sir.
Well, that's the full hog now. If you get a super, sir, and I'm going to get you dealer boots for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's you. You're in the gang now.
No more New Balance fucking, whatever these are, nine somethings.
You need the big fat toe on them. Steel toe.
Oh, aye, with the rubber bit over the
yeah.
up the front, the shell toe.
In case you drop a pen on them or something.
In case I knock a flat white off the desk and it hits me in the foot.
You'll be sorted.
But see, to be honest, that is what I, like, at the especially after lockdown, everything was so busy and so crazy that I'm like, I would love to just be up in that wee office, you know, deciding to do something like this. You know, I'll put a wee wall full of planks up. Just a wee jaw, you know, faffing about. I think men need a lot of faffing.
Yeah, like I would come out here and have full plans to do something and then I get lost and fucking building some bastard table or shelf or something. But
no, I didn't know you were like, you know, fucking Tony Stark up in here, but like, you turned around earlier and like, ah, that's an old drone I was building. What? No wonder you can't get this fucking movie.
I was
out.
A big fan.
Long time to make this film. Oh, you did. Building a drone and fucking 3D printing a butt plug. I'm flat to the mat, lad.
Now that's terrorism. With drones. Yeah, I'm a real fucking. I love all that mechanically gadgety shit. Like I could footer about with that all day. Like, and I've nearly. It's like. Let's say if you needed a mount for that camera or whatever, now it'd make way more sense and take a lot less time to go and buy it. But I go, fuck, I wonder could I design it and print it. Stupid. But that's just me.
That's just fellas, though.
True. The older you get, you just think you're looking fucking just pure distractions.
Oh, for sure.
Just men. Just
what was that quote, Niall, you heard? Was it John Mayer? And he's like, you need something to stay up and look at it night or something.
Oh, he's fucking riding about 18 women a night, that's why.
There's some girl like over his shoulder like, John, would you fuck me in the ass? And he's like looking up, you know, like Leatherman knives. Shut up, will you?
I'm 3D printing, you horse. Queer fuck.
Fucking leave me alone, will you?
He probably is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think about it, like, you know, most people are probably going, I'm not doing as much riding as I'd like to. But if you had as much, it's like a buffet, it's like a free bar. If you can have as much as you possibly, put it this way, I went on honeymoon, right? And I'm going on honeymoon, I'm going to talk about the buffet, not the riding. You go for breakfast every morning, insane breakfast, everything you could ever want in this buffet. Big fat Americans having like a side of bacon that would have fed 15 people. See, after the third day of 2 weeks, we didn't go for breakfast anymore. We just waited till lunch. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, too much.
So
too
when you have absolutely everything you want,
yeah,
you get your fill pretty quickly, and then you're like, this isn't sustainable. That's John Mayer.
Well, that's why they do say like
the next Raw.
Celebrities and rich whores are just dead inside because they have everything they need. And humans are always the type of the next thing. No, the next thing, the next thing, next thing. But eventually you get to the point where it's like, oh, I'm done. I don't need anything anymore.
Well, that's it. We've spoke to some very wealthy people recently and they're just like, none of this stuff really adds anything to your life after a certain point.
Aye, me.
Aye.
I was telling you that.
Aye. But once you've 3D printed a butt plug and fucked a rubber doll and a knife, where do you, you know, sometimes you get to the top of the mountain and you're like, where's the next mountain?
Well, I'm very simple in my goals. I'd say I'm having more crack out here than John Mayer is. Couldn't even say that was their face.
He's watching your face on McCartney Plus, just like fucking that lucky bastard. Lucky bastard.
I may have read Taylor Swift, but I've been in no riding lanes.
Did he ride Taylor Swift?
Oh, aye.
Would you ride Taylor Swift?
I don't know why I'm sitting here thinking, of course.
I'd ride your mission.
She'd ride over me a fucking 18-wheeler or something. But I was thinking about her albums. I was thinking, you know, if I got up and said stuff on stage about that, I'd get annihilated. She does full, like, fucking symphonies over them. Names them and all.
What do you mean?
She had a song, was it Dear John? She wrote a song about John Mayer.
Oh, dear.
Slander. Pure slander.
Yeah, he'd probably rip through so many other chicks by that stage. He was just like, who was it?
No,
who was it again? Taylor?
Riddle, they cunt.
I wonder, do you, when you've, you know, like a Pete Davidson type character, like, I think the next scandal with Pete Davidson is going to be like, Pete Davidson had sex with a Wendy's waitress behind a skip. Like, he's going to go like...
Full circle.
Do you know what I mean? He's just had, like, top-notch chicks for so long that he's just like, man, I just want some fucking...
Absolutely played him. There's everyone going, what are these girls? What is wrong with these girls? You're like, fair play to him. You must be doing something right.
Do you know what? I think it's just about being chill. You know, he just seems like a chill that, like, Kim Kardashian was going from, like, the insanity of Kanye every night. Put my dick in your mouth! You're, like, fucking going crazy and, like, I'm going to make a shoe out of baby skin and all. Like, losing his mind. You know, fuck the Jews and all that shit. And then her next fucking, you know, like, the breakup boyfriend was just some cunt probably just lying on a couch smoking joints.
There was a clip of her saying that she literally... she texted him because she was looking some of that, was the big dick energy, she was saying. Which, fair pleasure, you know, she was looking some love.
I'm looking some big dick energy. They are, I mean, at the end of the day, they are turbo sluts, like. After all the fucking products and the makeup shit and all the fucking TV shows and all, they just are a bunch of hoes, like.
Uh-huh. Lovely girls.
Lovely girls.
Funny, I seen...
like, they're just, you know what I mean? They're just, they live for being inseminated by basketball players.
Who was it? Who's the billionaire one? I seen a clip on TikTok the other day of this young...
Kylie? Kendall? Kevin? Kevin Jenner.
He's gonna sell the socks.
What's his name? The fella?
Bruce? Not Bruce. He died, God love him.
The fella. What's the fella?
He read Black Jenna.
Rob Kardashian.
Is it Black Jenna? Jenna?
Black What's her name? Beige Korea? What's her name? What are we talking?
I remember him. I remember
Beijing.
My ex used to watch away at them.
Rob Kardashian sold the socks.
I remember the time. It was near the time we broke up. I think this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Do you remember the episode where Kim got robbed?
In Paris.
The tears were tripping me, laughing at this whole handling. And she fucking ate me. It's not funny. She went mental at me. Like, the more she ate me, the more I laughed then. And then we broke up about a week later.
Just because you went on a rager about the
thing? No, well, there was multiple other things too, but I think that's what broke the whole thing. That was a straw.
You know what I mean? Like,
fickle, very fickle.
You need some security when you're rolling around with fucking a load of flashy shit.
But I seen a video, an old Kardashian clip on TikTok, and I was like, who's that there? And it was the Kendall doll growing up when she was like a teenager. Two completely different girls, you asked me.
Well, it might be Kylie. Kylie.
Who's the one with
was like a wee
Travis Scott?
Kylie.
She's the, Kylie the billionaire, isn't she? Or it was her.
Yeah, they basically, I don't know. Well, all of them at this point, like, they've harvested body parts from other people. And, like, that big bitch, the fucking Chloe one, is a totally different human now. And so's Kylie, actually.
So's Kim.
Well, Kim's all over the place. Like, you know, she was like, oh, we're getting the big ass. Everyone gets the big ass. She got big tits. And then she's got the tits taken out now. And everyone's like, oh, man, we're going to have to get rid of these tits now.
What are the sticking in them holes there? Pillows?
In the arse cheeks?
Aye.
I think, is that a BBL? They're like, you can...
Blackberry?
BBM?
Blackberry Messenger?
You can like, suck fat out of your stomach or something and pump it up your arse.
Fuck. I get that. Take it out and put it on your hole?
Can you get it sucked out of your arse and pumped into your cock? Brazilian fucking cock lift?
I wouldn't even do that. I'd do something like I'd put it in my neck.
Just the back of your neck.
Walking about. Just something really... People look at you like, there's something off about him. I don't know what it is.
He's got one big shoulder.
He's wearing two scarves wrapped in the middle. What is it?
Oh my God.
It couldn't be good for you.
Would you get any plastic surgery?
If it was going down that route, it'd be a full makeover. Like,
really?
Top to toe.
Get the shins done? Just
I get my shins injected into my ears or whatever the fuck.
I'd definitely get my bag tightened.
A lot of boys doing this...
Brazilian ball lift? A lot of boys doing what?
The...
Wanking?
Lipo?
Hmm?
Or the band? No, the band, sorry, the band.
Yep.
There's a few boys we know who are masquerading as, oh, I've been hitting the gym flat out and they're fucking doing nothing.
Do you know more than one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Why not? You know what I mean? If that's what you think you need, rather than just like...
Is it just elastic band around the gut into your stomach?
I think there's a couple of versions of it. There's that one. I think it's the second time we talked about this on a podcast. You get one that like goes around your stomach, and then you get one where they, like, if your stomach's like the shape of like a bean, they just shave a big portion of it. They like staple a portion of it so that you've only got a smaller stomach.
Staple it to what?
Itself and then cut the extra nuts. Bag off. But it's mental because all it's doing is allowing you not allowing you to eat as much, which you can do anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like if you were just like, right, if this is all I can eat with, you can imagine it, guys. If that's all you want to eat, that was professional the way you burped off that mic. If you want to eat the way you eat with a gastric sleeve, you can do that without it.
Yeah, but that takes willpower.
So instead you'll take invasive surgery and pain and a recovery process and all that? By the time you recover from it, you could have lost fucking...
That's where we're at now. But then I seen some doll dead in the table in Turkey from Belfast a couple of weeks ago.
Aye, well, I wouldn't go to Turkey for anything.
Turkey teeth? What'd you get done?
Well, I'm getting the teeth done, but I'm not going to Turkey. What would I get done now? Don't know.
Should look at fucking...
I think I'm right at the age where I'm starting to be like, them eyes need work.
An eye lift?
Aye, but I think that's just having a child.
Should look at the shape of Simon Cowell.
Oh, aye.
Jesus Christ.
He looks like someone cling filmed his head. You know what I mean? It's just... every bit of it's pushed out of... slightly out of fucking place in stuck every direction.
Stuck on a tight frost. Yeah. But you think somebody'd say to him...
He looks like he has a pair of tights over his head. He looks like he's robbing a bank. But he was always into that shit. And he's massively, like, insecure about a lot of shit. Like, do you ever see the wee fucking Chinese foot binding feet that he... Like, he's got... He's very short, which is fine. But he would wear these, like, little Italian fucking Chelsea boots.
Boost them up
a bit. And then he would wear, like, a flared jean that went all the way around it. So you wouldn't see the heels.
That's fine. That's grand. But, I mean, his face, like, he looks, he stands at a mile. Like, it's woeful.
Yeah. Just get old. You know what I mean? I was watching Louis Theroux talking to Judi Dench. You know, she's just an idol.
Great woman.
Oh, fantastic.
But old school.
But she just went, she just got old. That's the way to do it. Like,
and probably she's more, like, busy now than ever. Because she's like the go-to old woman to get Bond and stuff.
Class.
And a wood too. Mm. Oh, aye. Judi Dench.
Would you?
Get them wrinkly digits are in me.
Get Denched?
Mm. Judi Dench, boys. Damn Judi Dench. Her and Miriam Gargoyles.
Her? Just on TikTok farting on people?
When you just want that, boy.
Isn't it funny the way, like, what is it about her where she can go on, like, the one show and be like, when I was in college, I was getting fingered behind a bin, and everyone's like, what is she not like? And anyone else, you know, accidentally says shit, and they're like, we would like to apologise for his language. And she's like, I queefed in another lesbian's mouth at Easter time once. And she's in there wearing, like, a frock and a pair of Asics shoes.
Oh, yeah. He goes like, we're talking about creaming her knickers. We go, all right, let's go to Gino now doing a pavlova over there.
He's like, tell me more about creaming her knickers. I got carbonara down the front of my gusset. We can't slobber us now, mate. Now.
Was that right?
Him and Gino were fucking tight.
You're the...
Have 11 cellos in the balcony.
Podcast. Are you serious? You're the most well-connected man I've ever met. You can get anything. Jesus, Tara. Big buddies with Gino. What's he like?
He's Welsh.
He's dead on.
He's all right. He's not even Italian.
Let down his Italian. Pretty yeah. good. Where does he live? In the bungalow?
He has a few gaffes now.
Gino De Campo.
I have a photo.
You know Fred Silly Sacks? give me time.
Just them two and Ramsey just running around naked everywhere.
Who's the most famous person you know?
Shane Todd. I don't know. Do you know any famous people? By no, it has to be like you'd walk into their room and they'd be like, oh, geez, Mark, what's crack me?
Oh, why? That could be anybody.
I know. Just some fella selling you a Ferrari.
Somebody looks similar from the back.
Did you not get a wee group photo with him?
I did, but I don't know where it is.
What were you filming for him?
It's gin.
We need to do that.
Release a gin?
Yes. It's the next step, I do believe.
What would be the most... I think would beer just be the most appropriate one? Or a whiskey?
A whiskey, aye.
Do a whiskey.
A whiskey would be good.
What would you call it?
What would you call it? Wet whiskers?
Widow's pish? What would you call it? Sticky fingers.
Sticky fingers. What is your spirit of choice?
Yeah, it would have to be whiskey. Like I don't really drink vodka. I don't really drink anything, to be honest. But it definitely a whiskey. An Irish whiskey.
Oh, that's hard to do.
Proper 13. You ring someone up and be like, can you put a new label on your whiskey? That's all you do.
Just go to the shop and buy a case of Jameson. We'll just...
I 3D print the lid on it.
Blow them off.
That's pretty much.
Put on a tenner to the price.
Yeah. What's a fun name for our whiskey? Fishy Tash.
I can't even think of a fucking decent name. I could sit here for hours pondering.
Riding Lane. Nothing.
Riding Lane Special. The Jew something? The Vagina Jew? Soaked?
The Foggy Jew. But
the Foggy Jew.
J-E-W.
Tasty. Bad aftertaste. No.
Just call it straight whiskey.
Hooker spit. What did I see you drink there a while ago? With the Hooker's Pish? It's a beer called Hooker's Pish. I think it's called. Or is it? It's something like that.
Hooker's Pish.
H-O-O-R-S. I think I've seen a beer.
Oh, there's like cute her.
God, that's what it is. That's what it is.
It's called a Hooker's Discharge. What was it called? Cute her. Aye. That's the one. Same thing.
Give me a half one of Heidi's Hymen.
Sorry, Tenants.
Do you see him? That's what it's called. Hooker's Pish. That's what I need.
Hooker's Pish. Oh my god.
I do wish I would love to have like a side business for like fun more than anything else.
Yep.
I don't know what it'll be. A whiskey'd be good now. That'd be a good.
You could just, here's what we'll do. We've talked enough shit here for a while here. We'll make a plan right now.
Okay.
We'll make a film, and then we'll pepper the film with product placements.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
Michael Bay style.
Yep. I think we already have a slight idea for a film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with it'll be a mock doc style. And you'll be like, is this real or not? And the whole time, every scene, they'll just be drinking Hooker's Pish.
Yeah.
vintage t-shirt, hers pesh. I can see it right now.
Fuck, Stan, there's a multi-million plan there. Like.
Yeah, it's going to cost us multi-millions.
Text DiCaprio there, does he want in on it?
Gino DiCaprio?
DiCaprio's own, what do you call him? He'd invest in her. We'll just get the... Will he get the...
You don't need investment.
I have a bath out there, we can mix it in it.
Yeah.
And we'll funnel it in. You can do the logo. You got Microsoft Word?
Yep. Paying for it? Up front. I'll take a
few photos. Yeah, film next year. Whiskey brand.
Yeah.
And then the last six months of the year, we're just going to go... Hold this.
Here's my goals for next year. Write and shoot a film. Right? Also go on some sort of epic trip with a group. Film it. You know, Vietnam type thing. And yeah, that's about it.
Route 66.
Route 66. 66 routes by February.
There's routes, the name of the drink too. 66 routes.
Yeah. Route 66. Yeah, we'll do that one. Hire some fucking ridiculous car.
Yeah.
Cost you fucking £80,000 to get from one side to the other. In a Mustang.
One of the no top ones.
You should do one of those Gymkhana videos with that wee tractor.
Who?
Do you ever see those? Who does them? It used to be Ken Block and then it moved on to like Travis Pastrana.
Yeah.
I'll show you one after. It's basically like the Monster, it used to be. It's like Monster, and then they'll have a load of like high profile sponsors and they just put out one video of this mad cunt driving like a rally car through a city and jumping over bridges, and there's a helicopter and a fuck. It's insane. But it's a good way. They just do one video a year and like 100 million people watch it.
You want me to put that tractor over a helicopter?
Well, you've already broke the drone, Nick, so just get that back up in the air.
Oh, he's dead, but sure, at least he's in Red Bull.
Yeah. Bit of Irish pish.
Aye. So retire from stand-up next year, you reckon?
It's dead, man. Everyone's at it. Everyone's fucking... You know what I mean? It's getting no respect.
Yeah.
People are fucking... You're turning up saying the same shit. Let's do new ideas.
I like it.
You know, people are... People are going like, oh, what should I do in my life? Let me try stand-up. Fuck off. Tear away.
An original soundtrack.
Yeah.
We get on that Spotify chart somewhere.
Absolutely. I'll be like Fred again on the fucking Roadcaster. You don't know who that is either.
Just words you're saying to me now.
What?
Fred again? Fred who?
Right. Well, wrap her up, Ola. Cheers for letting us come down and use your... facilities.
Boys, you're welcome here anytime. The kettle is always boiled.
Jesus, someone electric. Someone
electric? It's doctor, don't worry about it. I haven't paid for
it's
years.
Coming off the line now. Right? He's got a dog and a wheel out there. Things are dead.
They'll be.
Right, we're out of here.
Good luck.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Bump mics. It's not having the same effect. It's going to be soft by it. It could be condom offer. And he is too, boy.